This podcast cannot nor should not be described as safe for work or minivan friendly. Listener discretion advised. Welcome to the Recasting Call. This is a show where you have the ability to recast old movies with some new favorites. We are celebrating the month of March, and I have some special guests this month. Harley, how are you doing today, there, love?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Jeremy is back as always. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fucking great. How dare you call Harley my love? That's my love, baby. Like, fuck. But I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
It's a bunch of that southern charm. Kate! First time guest.
I'm doing good, although the toddler in the other room says otherwise.
Well, one of the cool things about the movie that we're doing this month, there's no kids involved in this movie. We have a tendency on this show to do a lot of teenage movies and stuff like that, which sucks because I hate casting kids and teenagers because that's not the type of motif that I'm doing. However, this month, this is one of my favorite movies of all time, and doing the research for this movie, there's so many things that I learned, and I really wish I would have written them down for you, but I didn't, and it pisses me off. And since I record on my phone, I cannot just look them up on my phone real quick and go off that one. But for the month of March, we are doing an Irish-themed movie, which is The Quiet Man. You probably know that, considering you've looked at the title of the show. That's where it is. But it is the John Wayne classic, where he is not a cowboy, and he is not in the military. He is an ex-boxer that goes back to Ireland, where he was born, to kind of quietly live life. That's all really he wants to do. And it's one of my favorite John Wayne movies of all time. It's a yearly classic that I tend to watch sometimes around St. Patrick's Day to celebrate St. Patrick. I'm not Irish at all. You guys know how this works. We each go ahead and pick a modern day actor. There's a couple rules involved with this. Number one, they've had an acting or directing or something like credit in the last 5 years. They've had it been, which means they had got to be living in the last 5 years as well. They cannot be in the original movie. This movie is from like the fucking 50s. So I'm pretty sure there's not a single person in this movie that is still alive today. That should not be a problem. And the third rule, most important, they will be recasted at the age they are today. If they have died within the last 5 years, they are recasted at the age they were when they died. There you go, getting there somewhere. Jeremy starts us off with Father Peter. Jeremy, who did you have for Father Peter? He was originally played by Ward Bond.
It's a small, like, cameo role, almost. Like, it's not, like, a major role in the movie. I mean, I thought, who would be good playing a priest in kind of, like, a ironic role? And I'm like, you know what? Fucking Bill Murray.
Can Bill Murray pull off an Irish accent, though?
Oh, God. Bill Murray can pull off any accent he wants to.
Bill fucking Murray.
I'm pretty sure, I mean, he made fun of his boss's Irish accent in Caddyshack, so.
There you go. The Irish accent, by the way, is one of those accents that it's not difficult to perfect, but it's really, really stupidly easy to fuck up and offend a lot of people. However, the Irish, one of the coolest things about the Irish is, out of all of the minority groups out there, it's not difficult to piss off an Irishman, but it's very easy to offend. It's hard to offend an Irishman.
Is Irish considered a minority group where you're from?
It is here, and it's across the U.S. It's a minority as well.
I mean, we're on the East Coast, so it's fully fucking Irish and Scottish, yeah. And white Americans. Like,
I was gonna say, I don't think I knew. Growing up outside of my husband, I knew maybe five people that weren't Irish.
But then again, you could agree with me that they're hard to offend in general.
Oh yeah, no, oh, God, you can get the piss out of them like everybody, that's part of the culture, is like literally ragging on each other.
Exactly.
Because they're always drunk. Because they're always drunk. That's why it's hard to offend them.
So, but that's my point. It's like it's an Irish, it's the Irish accent is really, really easy to fuck up. So if you're gonna fuck up something and piss people off, I'm pretty sure the Irish aren't gonna really have a problem with this. Bill Murray gets Jeremy's nod on this one. Kate, who did you pick for Father Peter?
So I went with Liam Neeson. I went really big on the Irish actors playing the Irish roles because in the original casting, that was kind of what they did as well. And I feel like that would have been really funny to see him trying to tell Mary-Kate to go sleep with her husband.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, if there's an Irish person here listening to this when it goes out on Spotify, I know you're not easily offended, but I'm going to apologize right now because we're going to test that theory.
I'm Scottish. I'm close enough.
Yeah. Those are fighting words. Liam Neeson gets that nod on that one from Kate. Harley, who did you have for Father Peter?
I completely went out of nothing like you guys did. I picked Jack Black.
I love him, but what?
Hey, it's my choice.
I kind of like that. I mean, if you're heading in a different direction than like the classic where it's more stoic and you're trying to blow the comedy up on that, I like that.
I made my list as well, like I always do. I put Pierce Brosnan in this, and
that's funny. What I originally picked too was Pierce Brosnan.
I put him elsewhere in a very similar role.
He, I did not know this, but apparently he is Irish. Born and raised, and yeah, I was unaware of that. I always thought he was like, at the very most, British. Like he's American with like a British background, but apparently he's a little bit farther north on that one. I personally thought for like Father Peter on this one, and again, it's a name that I'm throwing out. You guys have the entire thing. If you guys want to take it, I'm okay with it. But as far as his history goes, if name value goes, the stoicism, which I think Father Peter, he does have a few funny lines on there that I think Brosnan could pull off. It's the stoicism that would kind of go with that one.
Yeah.
However, it is Bill Murray, Liam Neeson, and Jack Black getting those three nods on there. Harley starts this one off. We're going to go up to Will Danaher, originally played by Victor McLaughlin. And I probably mispronounced that, but he's dead, so I'm pretty sure he's not going to get offended.
I picked Robert De Niro.
Oh! You!
Not bad.
That was one of my choices. That was one of my two choices.
Robert De Niro gets a nod on that one. Speaking of the person that got his choice taken on that one, Jeremy, who did you have for Will Danaher?
Well, I had Robert De Niro on my short list, 100%, but I also had Dennis Cockrum. He played Terry Milkovich on The Shameless. He played the patriarch of the Milkovich clan on Shameless. They basically are an Irish family on Shameless, so he can play the role very well.
He was Mickey's dad.
Yeah, he's Mickey's dad on Shameless, if you've ever seen Shameless.
Kate, who did you have for Will Danaher?
I had Kenneth Branagh, which I know he's old, but he's about the same age as the person who was originally cast in the role. I think it kind of works.
Oh, that's funny you said him, because Robert De Niro and him worked together in Frankenstein.
Yeah, and I liked that he is Gilderoy Lockhart all the way back in Harry Potter. If you think about what like a hard-drinking Gilderoy Lockhart would have been, it would have been a crappy older brother.
That's who Kenneth Branagh is? I didn't never realize that even. Holy shit.
Yeah.
He is also Perot, the entire murder mystery.
Yeah,
the murder mystery is looked up. So, and that is one of the best mustaches ever.
I didn't realize he was fucking Gilderoy Lockhart. Too bad. Yeah. I had the perfect counter spell for that.
I think there was a whole thing about him having been in a relationship with like Helena Bonham Carter or cheated on Emma Thompson with her at some point or something. There's like some weird love triangle, and all three of them were in the movie.
He's a legend then. To get with fucking Helena Bonham Carter, that's a dream.
I'm pretty sure. I'd have to look that to be sure, but I think there was some sort of love triangle between the three of them that happened prior to filming.
My pick, by the way, was Gerard Butler. The reason why Will Danaher, one, just for the accent alone, I love Butler's accent, period. Especially when he's going full-fledged. In the movie P.S. I Love You is the perfect example of this one. His Irish accent is just absolutely impeccable, which is good considering he's actually Irish. Danaher and Thornton kind of have to be around the same age type thing. They don't have to be, but they kind of should be. And Thornton, although retired, I'm guessing somewhere around, because it's not listed, I'm guessing somewhere like late 30s, 40s type things after he made his money boxing and stuff like that. But Butler, I think, is one of the few people that I think could actually fit the gruff type person that is big enough that you're actually kind of threatened by him type thing. I can see the other three people doing it, but I think Butler would be a little bit more of a opposing force as far as my personal pick goes. Moving on to Micheline Flynn, played by Barry Fritz in the original movie. And Kate starts us off on this one.
This is the one I was most excited for. I had Chris O'Dowd. Even though he's twice the height, I feel like he would kill it.
Was on my short list.
Chris O'Dowd. He's an Irish comedic actor. Have you ever seen Bridesmaids?
Yes.
He's the cop.
I don't remember it, but yes. I don't remember it.
You sound so disappointed.
He's so good. He was in IT Crowd.
Jeremy also doesn't know who, let's see, he doesn't know who Matt Rife is either. Yeah.
I don't pay attention to comedy unless it's CA or Kate.
Chris O'Dowd gets a nod on that one. Harley, who did you have for Micheline?
Brendan Gleeson. He was in The New Joker and Edge of Tomorrow and Braveheart and Troy.
Also in Harry Potter, I think. He played Mad-Eye Moody. Working knowledge of all Harry Potter characters.
Gets a nod. And Jeremy, Micheline Flynn there, sir.
I had two choices for this. I had Pierce Brosnan, funny enough. Or I had Kurtwood Smith, Red from that 70s show. I'm going with Kurtwood Smith because I think he's more the person to play that role than Pierce Brosnan.
My personal choice for this one, and I checked the age on this one when he died. I made sure to check it just so he'd qualify. And within a couple of months radius, I picked Rip Torn.
I love Rip Torn, but no.
For those who don't know who Rip Torn is, Rip Torn played the coach on Dodgeball. He was ahead of the Men in Black as well. I think he plays a really good drunk character. That is, he's a functional drunk, where he kind of have to be drunk to do what he's doing type thing. And I think his comedy in this role will be absolutely perfect. Moving on to the character that I had the most trouble with, and that would be Mary Kate. Jeremy starts us off.
All right. I only had one name for this, but I went on looks mainly alone because the Irish accent, like you said, can be faked. So I had Katie LeClerc or Katie LeClaire. She played Daphne on Switch at Birth. She's deaf, which I think could bring a lot of like promo to this movie. She's deaf, but she can talk without like a weird voice or anything as well. So I 100% think she could have this role, and she's fucking gorgeous. She could match Maureen O'Hara's fucking energy with the sexiness.
Gets a nod, Kate.
So I also only had one choice for this, but I was using, again, Irish casting. I had Catriona Balfe. I feel like she looks young enough but old enough to be the spinster that they're calling, but still be interested in someone who's had a career. She plays Claire on Outlander.
Never watched Outlander.
You don't know what you're missing.
She's a fantastic actress, and I think she could play really well against a brick wall.
Katrina Bowell gets the nod on that one, and Harley finishes out.
I pick Christina Hendricks. She's the redhead on Good Girls.
The one that's married to Shaggy? Yeah, okay. I could kind of see that.
Again, like I said, I had trouble picking this one because Maureen O'Hara is one of my favorite old-time actresses of all time. And she's really hard to beat. not only hard to beat, she'd be a really pain in the ass to replace as well, because she's absolutely fantastic. So I kind of threw out a lifeline on this one, and I went with Evanna Lynch, who, for all of the Harry Potter fans out there, she played Luna Lovegood. Also, an Irish actress.
I mean, you could dye hair.
You can dye hair. And she has the nice pale skin and everything else to go along with it. And she is one of the prettiest freaking people in that fucking movie.
All right. I 100% agree with you. I can see that.
But with that, Christina Hendricks gets a nod. Harley starts us off, and she finishes off with the casting list with the John Wayne character of Sean Thornton.
Luke Grimes. Right now he's doing Yellowstone. He was in 50 Shades of Grey. He was the brother on it. True Blood, Taken 2. Happiness All right. for Beginners.
I had Tom Hardy on this one. One, personally, I think the Tom Hardy name would bring a lot of name value to it as the star character of this entire thing, much like John Wayne. John Wayne kind of made this movie. Like, if it wasn't for the two main people being John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara, this movie would have never actually gotten off the ground type thing. So having Tom Hardy as... He's not B-list, but he's like A-minus list as far as an actor goes right now. The name value there would do it. He could play a boxer, which is like... I'm pretty sure he has in the past, actually, too. Played a boxer as well. Kind of beat up, so he has that past. He has a good look as far as... I've done some shady shit in my past, which is one of the things that Sean Thornton has done, because one of the storylines in this movie is that the reason that he's trying to escape his past is because he... A spoiler alert for a movie that's 75 years old. He... killed a guy in the ring, and he's not trying to get that information out in the world. And the only person in the movie that realizes that he is who he is one of the reverend/priests in the entire thing. So I had Tom Hardy. Jeremy, who did you have for Sean Thornton?
I had two choices for this one. I went with the star power, Mel Gibson. Put some black dye in his hair, make him look young again. Or I had Patrick Warburton of Seinfeld fame and Ted fame. And honestly, I think I'm gonna go with Patrick Warburton. I didn't hear who they picked, but I'm gonna go with Patrick Warburton.
Isn't Patrick the same guy who voices Joe the cop?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. Kate, Sean Thornton.
So I actually was torn between two. This is where I was thinking to put Gerard Butler, but I would hate to take his accent out of the movie. So I ended up going with Luke Evans. I mean, he played Gaston in the new remake of Beauty and the Beast. And he also was in Lord of the Rings. Yeah, he's the same age as the person, as Catriona Balfe, who I picked for Mary-Kate as well. I like that they were closer in age this time.
I like Butler as Thornton. It was originally on my list, but then the entire accent thing came to mind. However, is one, he can do an American accent, so I don't think that'd be a problem. Two, I don't think an Irish accent is necessarily not needed for but I don't think an Irish accent would be a problem in this particular role, because it does say that he lived there before. So if you grew up with his mom, who would also have had an Irish accent, would be the reason. I don't think in the entire movie that his accent is actually a bad thing.
I just thought it would, part of what makes him like an outsider at first, even though he lived there, I think, is because they keep referring to him as a Yank. Like, they keep telling him that he's American, not Irish, which is, I think, that happens to a lot of immigrants. You go back to where you came from, and you're not, you know, Irish enough to be Irish, and then you come here, and you're not American enough to be American, and I think he falls in that. So that's where, for me, I was like, I love Gerard Butler's accent so much, and even for him to tone it down, I feel like it would take away from him. And I feel like I'd be watching it waiting for him to speak the way that, like, I know he speaks. Like, I know that too much about him. Because I love his voice so much.
I mean, but the thing about that too is that he wouldn't know how to pronounce some of the terms and stuff there. That, because I personally think John Wayne was a good fit for this role. I do love him in this movie, but I don't think he's a good fit for the role. Granted, I also don't know a lot of actors and actresses back in that time. So, Luke Evans, Luke Grimes, and Patrick Warburton gets the nod on that one. And we'll be right back to figure out what we're going to do after this break.
Hey, so I have a couple shows coming up here. If you happen to be on the East Coast and you'll be in New Jersey this coming Sunday, the 25th, someplace else in Waterford Works, New Jersey, 7 p.m., the Don't Call Me Shirley comedy show. I'll be hosting that every last Sunday of the month, 7 p.m. out here. And then also you can catch me sometimes on the Milfs and Silk section of the Ho on the Go podcast with Christy Canuba, who's also headlining at someplace else this coming Sunday. And then occasionally on an evening at the movies with Casey. I just did the It's a Wonderful Life show with him back in December. And we have a couple that we're going to figure out some dates for coming up too.
Well, tonight on The Asylum with Harley and Joker, we are doing the serial killer couple. Nothing shows more love like a body in the trunk. And also you guys can find me on the Mod Squad Network, where we go live every Saturday night, and I've been on quite a few of Jeremy's shows here lately, so I'm a little bit everywhere.
Welcome, everyone, to Bracket Bastards, your podcast where up to 7 panelists take a tournament of various topics and banter it down to a winner. Fun, favorites, and some other F-words come up, so please, listener discretion advised. Bracket Bastards drops every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., wherever you get your podcast fix. We are back for the second part of this, where we get to figure out who of each one of these three, or four if you guys want to go with mine as well, has the ability to move on to the final casting list. Starting off with Father Peter. Jeremy started that one off. I'm going to have Jeremy start him off on this one. He cannot pick Bill Murray because he picked Bill Murray before. So is it Liam Neeson or Jack Black?
Honestly, I'll go with Jack Black because I want to see that. I watched Jack Black do a Britney Spears song on fucking TikTok last night, so I'll definitely watch him do it.
Yeah, I saw that too. I mean, Jack Black did make a lot of Mexicans mad with the entire Nacho Libre thing, so let's just see if he can offend a whole different country with this one. But he does get a nod on this one. Kate, you picked Liam Neeson on this one, so is it Bill Murray or Jack Black?
So I was actually thinking, because of the Nacho Libre thing, I was going to go with Bill Murray instead, because I could see that happening again.
Bill Murray gets a nod. Harley cannot go with Jack Black on this one, so is it Liam Neeson or Bill Murray?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray moves on as Father Peter on this one. Harley starts this one off with Will Danaher. She went with Robert Niro, so is she cannot go for that one. Is it Terry Cockrum? And Kate went with Kenneth Branagh.
I'm going to go with Kenneth.
Kenneth Branagh gets a vote on that one. Jeremy, you went with Terry Cockrum, which I'm still having fun time sounding that one out. You cannot go for that one. So is it Robert De Niro or Kenneth Branagh?
Kenneth Branagh, because I want Robert De Niro to do the role I almost had him for. So. And plus, I love Kenneth Branagh as a movie Frankenstein. It's a freaking amazing movie.
With that, Kenneth's going to be moving on to the next, but Kate, your pick is moving on, but just for shits and giggles, is it Terry Cockrum or Robert De Niro? De Niro, sorry.
I would have gone with Robert De Niro.
I personally think off of name value alone, Robert De Niro would have been a fun one to have, because just having him as a badass. Plus, Robert De Niro playing a boxer in a previous one to go against another boxer in this movie. Starting off with Kate, on this one, Micheline Flynn, she had Chris O'Dowd on this one, but is it Brendan Gleeson or Kurtwood Smith?
Brendan Gleeson.
Gets a nod on that one. Harley went with Brendan Gleeson. Is it Kurtwood Smith or Chris O'Dowd?
Chris O'Dowd.
And of course, Jeremy finishes off. He cannot go for Kurtwood Smith, who is automatically out anyway because he does not get a vote. So is it Brendan Gleeson or Chris O'Dowd?
Oh, okay, man, I'm moody all day. I don't know who Chris O'Dowd is. I feel like I should, but I don't know his name, but I don't know who he is.
I also feel like you should. I feel like you would really like him. Like, you specifically, I feel like, would really like him.
He is sarcastic as fuck.
Should I be insulted here or honored? I don't know.
A little bit of both.
Next up, Jeremy starts us off on this one. It is the late but great Mary-Kate on this one. He went with Katie LeClaire. Cannot go up for that one. So is it Katrina Bow or Christina Hendricks?
Oh, yeah, the good girl actress. I'll take her.
Gets a nod. Kate went with Katrina Bow or Catriona. Okay. I do apologize. Catriona Bow on this one. So is it Katie LeClaire or Christina Hendricks?
I think we'll go with Christina Hendricks too.
Gets another nod, which means she will be moving on. Harley, you originally went with Christina Hendricks on this one, but just for shits and giggles, is it Katrina Bow or Katie LeClaire?
Christina Bow.
Gets a nod, but Christina Hendricks gets a nod and moves on as Mary-Kate. And finally, the John Wayne character finishes out for this part. She originally went with Luke Grimes. So is it Patrick Warburton or Luke Evans?
I'm going to go with Luke Evans.
Gets a nod on that one. Jeremy, is it Luke Grimes or Luke Evans?
You Luke Grimes, Yellowstone.
Kate finished this part off. She went with Luke Evans originally. Is it Patrick Warburton or Luke Grimes?
I think I'm actually going to go with Patrick Warburton.
Which means it is a three-way tie. I hate it when this happens. Since I don't get a vote in this one, I'm gonna throw Tom Hardy in the mix as well, and I'm gonna ask you guys again, knowing the two main people that Sean Thornton has to go against is Will, being the older brother being played by Kenneth Branagh, and Mary-Kate, who is played by Christina Hendricks. So knowing that information, going off of age, going off of looks, fighting ability, stuff like that, I'm going to ask you guys again, since you guys are tied, is it starting off with Jeremy, because Harley started the first one off, is it Patrick Warburton, Luke Evans, Luke Grimes, or Tom Hardy?
Patrick Warburton, all fucking day. Putty, come on, let's go.
Are we back to being allowed to vote for our own?
You're allowed to vote for your own.
Okay. Then I think I would still stick with Luke Evans in this case.
Okay. If it comes up to be a three-way tie again, it's going to end up going to me. So, Harley, is it Luke Grimes, Patrick Warburton, Luke Evans, or Tom Hardy?
Patrick Warburton.
Gets the nod. I'm going to tell you right now, I do not agree with that whatsoever. All right, we have our set list as Father Peter, Bill Murray, Will Danaher, Kenneth Branagh, Micheline Flynn, Brendan Gleeson, Mary-Kate Danaher played by Christina Hendricks, and Sean Thornton played by Patrick Warburton. Kate, is there any one of these that you want to change?
Still not sold on our Sean Thornton being Patrick Warburton. I know I voted for him the one down, but I'm not either. I'm not sold on that. My second choice would have, besides Gerard Butler earlier, would have been the Tom Hardy throw-in.
And Butler's a decent catch. I mean, I would agree with you on Tom Hardy. I would agree with you on Butler on that one. especially for name value and stuff like that. I don't think Patrick Warburton would, one, put butts in seats. I don't think his demeanor, his past credits or anything else would make him be a good spot for this role. It's not a comedic role, and he's known for comedic movies. And being the star of this particular movie, I think that is a terrible, and don't get me wrong, Jeremy, I love you, but that is a terrible, outlandish pick. So I'm gonna agree with Kate on this one.
If you saw him on, have you watched Seinfeld?
Yes. Which is also a comedy.
Not see Putty, yeah, but how do you see Putty not playing that role? Like, I see him pulling it off perfectly.
It's still a comedy. His straight-lacedness is a comedy for the sake of comedy. This is not a comedic movie.
Well, it's supposed to be sort of like a rom-com. It is very funny.
It is kind of a rom-com. And Patrick Warburton, when he played Putty, he played a very serious role. Putty was always serious. He rarely ever joked around.
Now, I don't mind him in a different role. Like, I personally think he'd be a decent Father Peter, because he does have the entire stoicness and go with that. And Father Peter does have a couple of comedic stoic lines in the movie. But as far as a star of the movie, I wouldn't go near it.
I still think Luke Grimes would have done good, because he's done rom-coms.
And see, I would go with Luke Grimes over... I would put Patrick Warburton, like, last on this entire thing. So...
I don't know enough about Luke Grimes in this case.
Would you... Okay. Would you go Luke Grimes over Patrick Warburton, though?
That's the thing. For me, I think they almost end up even... I don't know enough about Luke Grimes. Patrick Warburton, I think what he would end up doing is playing a caricature of John Wayne, because he can do the John Wayne deadpan flat voice. I just feel like it's really weird casting, though. Like, I was looking up Luke Grimes to see if he, like, triggered any, like, could I, like, remember anything from him in it. And I mean, he looks fine. I just, to him to carry the movie, I just don't know. And then in that case, I would go with
once he was in True Blood.
Who did he play in True Blood? I've read the books for True Blood. I didn't see the show. I didn't have HBO. He played Lafayette. Oh, I don't know that I would. Knowing who that character is in the books, at least, I would feel like it'd be really weird to see that as the main guy.
Say, Lafayette's a black gay guy, isn't he?
In the books, yeah. Which is kind of the opposite, I think.
Well, in the show, too.
It says here that he played that.
He played the guy, I think he played the guy who owned the restaurant.
Oh, he played Sam?
Yeah, Sam.
Oh, got it. Okay. I'm looking up at an article trying to read it. It's not helpful. My IMDb is taking too long to load.
And see,
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely couldn't see Lafayette playing that role.
No, me either. So that's why I was confused. But now if he played Sam, that makes more sense.
Yeah, Sam kind of reminds me of the Luke off of Gilmore Girls a little bit.
Very much so. That's how I always pictured him.
Yeah. But,
and he played Christian Grey's brother, Elliot, on 50 Shades of Grey.
American Sniper. I'm looking through his thing now. He looks familiar now that I'm looking at his face. At first, when you said Luke Grimes, I got excited because I thought you meant Luke Evans. And then I looked him up that's not who I thought he meant. I still feel like I'd lean on to, I'd go to Tom Hardy over Luke Grimes.
I agree with Tom Hardy as well, because between the entire boxing background, and you would have to have a body built for that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another reason I don't think Patrick Warburton is a good pick, because he doesn't have the body for it.
I can see
Tom he's a little Hardy older too.
Who, Tom Hardy?
No, Patrick Warburton.
He had the body, but he's tall, and he looks like he could take a shit in a fight.
He's 59, which is about not that far off in age than John Wayne was in the movie. But we're remaking this nowadays. I feel like we need to put the ages a little closer together.
I could see Tom Hardy playing it. Looking him up.
And Tom Hardy, I think it said, is 49. So that's about right, too. 46.
Plus, and I don't know how old Christina Hendricks is, but
46.
The age difference between a 59-year-old and
she's 48.
Like, however, okay, so that's a 10-year. That might be believable, but even then, 48 and 49. That's the age with that would be a little bit better. I would that's why I picked Tom Hardy. I originally had
Tom Hardy.
Okay. So that's one for Tom Hardy right now. Kate, did you go for Tom Hardy as well, or are you still stuck with that? All right.
I'm changing to Tom Hardy.
Which again, I personally think that the name Tom Hardy would put a little bit more butts in seats as well, especially with the entire Venom. Not the third one, second one, but might be a little bit more of a career resurgent for this one. Harley, is there any one of these that you want to battle for or against or want to change out?
No, I'm good.
You are good, which means Jeremy has the final issue on this one. Is there any one of these that you would want to change out?
I'm fine with it.
Fine with it. All right. So the last part of this is figuring out a director. What type of movie do you guys want this to be?
I mean, I like keeping it as a romantic dramedy. That's kind of what it's set up as.
Is Mel Brooks still alive?
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
I want to see Mel Brooks do this.
I want to see Mel Brooks hit 100. I do. And he's getting so close. If he doesn't hit 100, I swear I'm going to cry. That's going to be one memorial show that we do at the end of the year that I'm probably going to actually tear up at. Because he's more than just my childhood. It's been going on through my entire life type thing. Like I was just listening to Blazing Saddles yesterday at work. Because there's a website that I found that you can listen to a movie. And I think it's actually called Listen to a Movie, the website. And not a sponsor at all, but still could be. But with that, I don't think there's enough drama. Sorry, I don't think there's enough comedy in this for and I love the guy, but I don't think there's enough
comedy. I thought Martin comedy. Scorsese.
Scorsese?
Yeah.
I could see that.
I can see it, but would he do it?
Probably. It's a John Wayne movie. He'd probably be happy to remake it.
Here lately.
I was thinking something more like Rob Reiner, like what he did with The Princess Bride, I think kind of fits this a little bit.
Fuck Princess Bride.
He's dropped off a lot, though. Like he hasn't had a good movie in 20 years.
Yeah, that's true. Could be his comeback though.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Rom-com dramedy type movie. I would want to modernize it a little bit. John Ford, by the way, is the original director of this movie. He's also directed a couple other movies that John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara was in. So there is a documentary out there describing all of this. I recommend you guys go ahead and check it out if you guys get a chance. The problem with this movie is that I would love it being made today, but I would like to put, I don't think it really matters in general who the director is, with the exception of a few major ones that they're kind of known for certain things. Like I wouldn't put Rob Zombie in as a director of this movie. I wouldn't put Mel Brooks in as a director of the movie, because you're going to have a certain type of movie when it comes to that. I don't know any Irish directors offhand, but I think if there was one, and I'm going to get corrected when this thing comes out, but if there was one that I'm not thinking of that is an Irish-born director type thing, I think they would have the love for what this movie is and represents upon the history, because this movie helped out where it was filmed and is still helping out where this movie was filmed, because they have tourist still going there, and this movie is 75 years old. So having an Irish-born director, even a first-time director, like I would take a spin on a first-time director. I would love Pierce Brosnan, to be honest.
Well, Brendan Gleeson, who we cast as a director, he's directed, I think, two smaller movies before.
Neil Jordan is an Irish director, too.
Who?
Neil Jordan.
The only problem with that is that Micheline is a major, major, major character in this movie. Like, he's a shit stir in the entire thing. So having a director-actor in the same thing like that, I think might downgrade the movie a little bit. But I would still put that in there, to be perfectly honest. Put Brendan Gleeson. Anybody else?
There's always the Tim Burton pick, like always.
No. That's one of those directors I was talking about. Like, you can't have him do certain movies because it's just going to turn out to be a dark movie. And this was one of the... This movie, they spent extra money on it for it to be shot in Technicolor. It was one of the first movies to do that. They even shot Rio Grande or one of the other, which is another really famous movie that John Wayne was in black and white, so they could have enough movie to shoot this one in Technicolor. They transferred the funds from one movie to the other movie, and it worked out for both of them. So I think he would have too much of a blackness to it personally and try to go a bit cartoonish. But
yeah, I think I saw something about the color too. Like the studio, there was a back and forth, I think, between the director and the studio, because the studio wanted them to use their version of colorization, and they fought for Technicolor because it was so much better.
Hang on. It's too green. It's fucking Ireland. What do you think?
You could always do Colin Farrell.
Oh, that's actually really
good. Yeah, that's a good nod. Mm-hmm. You know what? I personally agree with that one.
You know what? I have an idea. It's an Irish movie. Let's have our Irish man direct it. Ben Affleck.
Well, Colin Farrell is Irish.
Fuck Colin Farrell.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of ladies out there who've tried.
A lot of women would, yep. Right there.
I will put Ben Affleck on the list because it was stated. So, I'm going to go with Colin Farrell, though. That I want to see him direct a rom-com. This is not... I don't personally consider this a straight-up rom-com because it's nowhere near as cheeky as the rom-coms are today. This is kind of a sly version of one back then. So, if it's doing shot for shot on this one, I kind of want to see him do it. And I think he would have the love for the land on it as well. So, Colin Farrell will be getting my personal nod on this one, but it's also not my say. So, Harley... I'm going to read you these five names, and I need your thoughts. Martin Scorsese, Rob Reiner, Brendan Gleeson, Colin Farrell, or Ben Affleck?
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell gets a nod on that one. Kate?
I'm going to go with Colin Farrell, too.
Gets a nod, which means he will be directing this one. Jeremy, out of those five names, what would have your director choice be?
Ben Affleck.
Future not to be made version of The Quiet Man. And again, normal disclaimer on this type of show, this show especially, we're not saying this movie should be remade. There was talk of it being remade about a couple of years ago as a Netflix movie or something like that. It never was. I think they had Meghan Markle as Mary-Kate in that one. But I couldn't find any kind of IMDb listing or stuff like that to say that is or is not true. So I just happened to see that. But Colin Farrell directing it, we have Father Peter as Bill Murray. Sorry, Bill Murray as Father Peter, Kenneth Branagh as Will Danaher, Brendan Gleeson as Micheline, Christian Hendricks as Mary-Kate, and Tom Hardy. Bringing up the role of Sean Thornton, originally played by John Wayne. I love this movie. Like I said before, the Quiet Man is one of the few movies out there that I tell people that I absolutely love this movie, and they're like, what the fuck is that movie type thing, and I have to explain it, and I share my love for the movie growing up with it. It is a yearly tradition. Me personally, I would have trouble watching it because watching our version of it, because I would want to love it so much. So if it fell short at all, it'd be an automatic zero for me. I would go watch it because I'm a glutton for punishment. But I think it's a mishmash of so many different characters, the type of characters in this movie. I would estimate it probably a 7 out of 10, personally. Harley, what is your thoughts on our final casting?
I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10 also.
That one. Kate?
I think I'm in the same book. 7.5 out of 10. 7 to 7.5. The half is Bill Murray.
And Jeremy, how good did we do?
I'd watch it. See what the hell happens with it.
This is your first time watching this movie, right?
Oh yeah, I actually liked it. I mean, John Wayne, I usually expect him to be like, howdy there, a pilgrim, but I actually liked it.
What about you, Harley? Have you seen this movie before?
Yes, I grew up watching it. My grandfather was a big John Wayne fan.
And I believe Kate and I was talking about this before, but Kate, have you seen this movie before?
Yeah, I hadn't been sure at first, but I have seen it. It's been a while since I actually sat and watched it to remember all of it, so I rewatched it a couple times this week to make sure that I, felt comfortable with it. And there's a lot of little things I noticed now as an adult watching that I didn't as a kid, which is nice. Like, there's a lot of references to them being kind of like in the IRA, or they're going to go commit some treason. Mm-hmm. Which I love and found hilarious, the way they just like sneak it in there. So that was, and then the Catholic priest trying to have all the parishioners pretend to be a part of the Anglican Church to like, help them out when the bishop comes. That went completely over my head as a kid, and as an adult, and knowing what I do about Irish history now, it made it that much funnier.
Well, that and the priest and the bishop and everybody else betting on the fight. I love this movie for so many different things, and like the entire bed scene where he walks in the bedroom and the bed is broken, the entire face and everything else. They're not proper people. They're not like the type of people that you would picture. It's like they never see this, but the shock on the faces of all this is happening. There's so many, as an adult, as Kate was saying, there's so many things in this movie that I absolutely love more than I did as a kid. And I got to commend my grandparents, my grandparents are the reason that I watch certain movies on certain holidays. My grandmother is the one that made me watch this movie growing up. She didn't make me, she was watching it, and I just kind of fell in love with it too. So there's that one. I am super happy about this. I would go watch it. Harley, where can people find you?
They can find me on The Asylum with Harley and Joker every Sunday night, and also on the Mod Squad Network.
You can find Jeremy at Juggalo Bastard pretty much everywhere. He has a couple podcasts out there. Go ahead and I can't remember them all right now. So he is on with Harley as well with The Asylum with Harley and Joker, Maniacal Music Musings, and of course, Paranormal, the New Normal. Go ahead and check out him out there. I am Freddie Fisher. I'm your host. You can find me at that on Facebook. While you're on Facebook, check out Bracketology and Bracket Bastards as the entire podcast. The Bracket Bastards, where we take a bracket of 32, 64, 128 or more and banter our way down to a winner. Some future episodes by the time this comes out is TV Rivals and Destruction of the Earth, or better yet, weather movies type stuff will be coming around the time this actual episode happens to come out. Next month, for all you people out there that likes to get wet, we are doing the 97 I think, movie that I believe Jeremy's grandfather, if I remember right, had to leave the theater after they showed a certain scene, and we were doing the movie where he got to draw her like one of his French girls, the 1997 classic at my point.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are meant to be comical and may be controversial in nature. We at Bracket Bastards fully admit that not all of these facts will be correct, but we do attempt to be as accurate as possible. By using this podcast, be aware that this will be used for entertainment purposes only. Bracket Bastards aim to provide a loving parody to all the movies, music, and other media that we love and enjoy. Much love and respect to all the wonderful humans that pour their blood, sweat, and tears into the making of this pop culture we get to discuss. As well, please note that although we are all bastards, what one bastard says may not be true for the rest. Some of us live the gimmick a bit too well. And as always, thank you for listening.